Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
A new USDA agreement with organizations is helping bring the word about conservation and climate-smart agriculture programs to underserved communities. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
When it comes to climate-smart agriculture and forestry, particularly within underserved populations,
there's a lot of folks out there that still don't participate in the USDA programs or even know about them. And so we're trying to do a lot of outreach here.
With USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Terry Cosby noting one example of such outreach recently announced, Equity Conservation Cooperative Agreements.
These proposals are going to help us get into a lot of the communities that we have not been in. And so folks understand what NRCS and the department is doing and how they become eligible and participate in the many programs that we have.
To give an idea of what such a cooperative agreement might look like, the chief offers an example from his time as Ohio State conservationist.
We would have these type of groups come in and help. Say, for instance, on the urban side, Cleveland, we had the Federation of Southern Cooperatives out of Atlanta come in and help us with boots on the ground to understand the community, to work with local folks there. And they also brought an expertise on how to put up hoop houses and how to grow vegetables and some of those type things.
What the chief calls another set of eyes, ears, and hands on the ground in building up conservation efforts. Now, as for this set of equity conservation cooperative agreements,
we had 118 entities that were selected for this $50 million pot of money. They include Native Americans, a lot of nonprofit organizations, private and public institutions of higher learning, individuals. A lot of these agreements will be working with community-based organizations. They understand the community. So we are going to work with those groups and those individuals to get the word out about these programs that USDA administers.
With emphasis on historically underserved populations within the scope of USDA programs.
We're talking about beginning farmers. We're talking about veteran farmers. And we also talk about socially disadvantaged and limited resource farmers and ranchers.
In terms of when perhaps the next round of equity conservation cooperative agreements will be announced,
we are in discussions right now on when we do this again. We have the options to do it again this fiscal year or even this fiscal year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.